Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A slew of pro-abortion legislation and pro-LGBT policies are coming out of the Virginia democratically controlled Senate and House. It is absolutely shocking. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, as you may know, if you've been following Virginia politics, that during the election last year, Virginia Democrats ultimately gained control of the Senate and the House, and they already had control of the executive branch, the governor's seat. That has really fundamentally changed Virginia's complexity, because historically there have been a divided Senate and House versus the governor's seat. There was control of the Republicans in the House and Senate, but there was a Democrat in the governor's office. And you may remember about a year ago, the governor of Virginia, who also says that he has been a medical doctor, he's not practicing now, was in that interview on the radio. And he is the one who ultimately said that if a baby was born alive who was intended for abortion, he would have a, quote, conversation, close quote, with the mother. A conversation about what, Matt? A conversation about whether or not they would just let that baby sit there by itself and gasp its last breath, or would they provide some kind of treatment to it? So what we're talking about is infanticide. That shocked everyone. In fact, back then, there was an effort by some Democratic policymakers in Virginia to push forth a bill that was similar to New York that would promote, legalize abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy and do what New York did, but it got shot down by the opposition. But now they are in control, and it is unbelievable the list of pro-abortion pieces of legislation, Matt, pro-LGBT pieces of legislation, and other anti-business and also anti-Second Amendment legislation that is literally pouring, I'm talking about gushing, out of the different proposed bills that are rushing through for passage. And one of those is a bill that literally permits abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. It actually eliminates doctors as a requirement to perform first trimester abortions. And one of the bills allows physician assistants and nurses to do abortions, and the other bill allows physician assistants, nurses, and midwives to actually do the abortion. No more a requirement for a doctor. It also eliminates the 24-hour waiting period. It eliminates the requirement for ultrasound and also counseling. It is one of the most extreme pieces of legislation coming out of a legislature next to what happened last year in New York.
Yeah, and you know, it is amazing to me. You hear people in the media saying that it's been debunked, that Governor Northam never said that. Nonsense. We have the video where he literally is asked the question about what happens if an abortion fails and the baby is born alive. Well, then we have a discussion with the mother, a discussion about what she wants to do. So their right to choose now. In Virginia, in New York, elsewhere, we're literally talking about infanticide, as you pointed out here. And there's no denying that the governor said that and that this is what they were pushing for. But doctors, non-doctors performing abortions, we hear horror story after horror story about women bleeding out, dying from these abortion homicides. And a midwife? Where does a midwife, step in and do an abortion? These are women who help.
These are assistants, yeah. So that would help a woman deliver a baby.
Right. And of course, we know that when Northam did that radio interview, that Planned Parenthood was providing his talking points and running his
media.
We
know that now from public records.
Exactly. So contrast that to 2 years ago, the legislator declared the anniversary of Roe versus Wade as the day of tears in memory of these children who've been murdered from abortion. And now they've gone to the extreme where they're doing everything they do to unleash abortion.
Yeah, and here's what the governor said a year ago on a public radio interview. And this is a quote, quote, "If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired, and then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and mother."
Unbelievable.
A discussion about what?
Whether the child lives or dies.
Whether the child gets a thumbs up or a thumbs down. This is a child who otherwise would be healthy that was intended for an abortion but didn't die. And we know people like Melissa Oden, we've had her on this radio program, and others who have been intended for an abortion, and they survived the abortion, and they are alive and well now. Some have had some difficulty. Others have had no problems at all. What he says is it doesn't really matter. If that baby was intended to be killed in the womb, then you could kill it outside of the womb. Even if it survived and it's alive and well right then and there, you could kill it outside the womb. This is the governor of Virginia.
And he was trained as a pediatrician too, wasn't he?
Yeah. This is the governor of Virginia. And that radical ideology has now taken over the House and the Senate. And we have a list of the bills. It's literally shocking. Shocking. And it's sad to see what's happening. I know Senator Steve Newman is just a gem of an individual. He's the epitome of a Virginia gentleman. He is just a very soft-spoken, very polite, very professional individual. He has been in the Virginia Senate for many years. He works in private business when he's not doing the Senate work. And he posts on Facebook some of the sad things that are happening in Virginia. And he ultimately talks about even an amendment, even listening to an amendment that he might propose, whether it's on this or LGBT, and there's a whole litany of that as well, and his amendments won't even get heard. He says it's completely a change from the historic collegiality that you've had between the two different parties within the Virginia system.
This is why elections matter.
It's why elections matter. Radicalism has taken over, and pray for the people in Virginia. And pray that all this gets reversed. This is the most radical thing I've ever seen. I'm talking about the Repeal Act. The Repeal Act would repeal all restrictions. All restrictions. It's HB 2491, the Repeal Act. All restrictions on third trimester abortions all the way up to the 40 weeks would be removed. Parental notification, parental consent, the killing of the child during or after delivery, all of this is being pushed through the Virginia legislature. All of these laws that have happened over the years that have been designed to protect women and protect life, for example, even one regarding medical clinics, regulating these abortion clinics as medical clinics. There's a bill going through right now that if the facility performs five or more first trimester abortions per month, and they all do that, they will not be classified as hospitals for the purpose of complying with regulations establishing minimum standards of care for hospitals.
So you're just lowering the medical standards right there.
So they can just do whatever they want to.
Have it anywhere.
You just perform six abortions a month, and boom, you have no regulation.
Right.
You're not going to be classified as a hospital, even though you're doing surgery. It's unreal. Pray for what's happening in Virginia and get involved. We have a DVD package that is both a DVD and you can also get the pocket-sized Patriots handbook on what pastors and churches can do. My friends, it's time for pastors and churches and for you to speak up and get involved, to vote biblical values wherever you are. Whatever level you're in, analyze your biblical values and compare those to the candidates in terms of their voting records or how they respond to questionnaires, and make sure other people know. Voting is not a political act. It is a mandate. It's an opportunity. It's a duty for all of us to vote our values. You can ask for the Silence is Not an Option packet, and you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.